joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 home victory against Sutton. Alan, what a finish today. Have you had time to draw breath yet?
I have. I didn't think we played very well. I thought we were poor. But what a great bunch of players. They don't know when they're beaten. And I would have settled for 1-1 because I thought, you know, I know Bobby Venn hits the ball, the header, and Hooks had a chance. But I thought we had very average performances. But what the players have done for this football club in the last couple of months, I've got to praise them. And I'm not having all this luck because we haven't had any luck this season. None at all. We fought back against Wilson. We fought back unbelievable last week. And really, Adair, that just sums it up. Bobby does nothing all game. Great finish. And then he got one beforehand. I just thought we could have played, but I didn't think we played very well. That's honest truth. But it's a good result. And that a derby, big crowd, two sets of passionate supporters. It's about result. We've got a result, so I'm delighted about that. But it's a performance. But like I said, I'm not going to talk about the performance because what the lads have done over the last couple of months have been unbelievable.
Of all the players in your squad, would you have wanted anyone else through one-on-one with the goalkeeper last minute other than Bobby Traynor?
I was just talking to somebody from Millwall, funny enough, a good friend of mine, and he said he didn't even doubt it for 1 second when he went clean through, and that's what he does best. That's why you always leave him on the pitch. He's the best in what he did, best in Raymond football at doing that, and he'll do the same next season if he was in the conference. So that's what he's great at doing. You don't see him, you know, he works hard, doesn't Bob and all that. One of the things with Bobby and all that, people see he just scores goals, absolute cobblers. He works his nuts off, I'm telling you that now, and then he gets his rewards and all that, you know, and he's got it a day, and fair play, and what a good finish, and very good for the crowd and all the rest, and I'm delighted, you know.
You said that you would have been happy with the point, but if we had come away with the point, would you have rued those missed chances at the beginning of the second half?
We missed a few. It's the wrong word to say happy with a point. That's the wrong thing to say. I've got that wrong. All I thought was that they've got a good manager, Doswell, who I'll never forget what he done for me after our first four games this season when I was close to the sack, and things are going well. And he rang me up on the off chance and just said, you know, keep digging in there. I'll never forget that. I think Sutton's a good club. I knew it would be a tough game today. I thought a draw would have been a fair result, maybe. But yes, we did miss chances. But I think the Memmies missed one or two as well. It's just when they got the goal, you know, sometimes they're on the front foot then. You know, but at the same time, I've got to give credit to the lads. It's not me and Harmsy today. It's about the lads performing again. And he has me sitting on the bench, okay, just take 1-1 and we'll go and try to win the game on Monday till the lads turn it round. And, you know, like you say, a very good finish by Bobby.
Their manager was in the press this week saying that their goalkeeper is the best in the league. Would you argue with that?
You do. You see, managers are the same players, and you judge on on the same players. And see, I think I've got the best goalkeeper in the league. And I think I've got the best centre-half in the league with Adam Thompson, the best centre-forward with Bobby Traynor, and things like that. You do, but if it's Dozzy or if it's... you know, the Tumbers, the Angels manager, so they'll probably think they're the best, more like, you know. Anybody, did you go judge yourself? Like I said before the season started, I probably will score the most goals in this league at a minute, yes, and I'll stick with that. And I thought I did say this a few months ago, if you remember, that if we get Adam Thompson back on the side, that'll improve things, and it has. And so I think their goalkeeper's a very good goalkeeper, but obviously with me being Kingstonian manager, I think Thompson's the best.
And another quote from the press this week, you told the Surrey Comet that you were hoping that none of your players would choke on the big occasion. They certainly didn't, did they?
No, well, they didn't, you know, and we're laughing about it. It was a good laugh because managers do that, man. Dozzy's no different. We all do it. Like, we were laughing. Like, we had about 19 injuries, and even this morning, oh, yeah, he's not playing, and he's not playing, and all that. Now, we said what the team would be. Adrian Withers has watched him about 9 times. Me and Harmsy's watched him 4 times and all that, you know. But the very nice people that's sitting there, all us put tickets on for, and all of this. But we knew what the team would be before kickoff. We knew what was going to happen, and it wasn't a surprise to anybody. Really, the formation was a little bit different from going like packing the midfield, but then we knew sort of we had it mapped out. So we on first night, we sort of said, like, listen, I know we haven't got injuries, you know. We knew Francis Combe would play because he's a very, very good player, good lift. I would love to, you know, I tried to sign him in the summer. We knew he would play as well. So it was a bit of a banter, and that's what you do. Like, you know, that's what managers and coaches and we'll do. We'll all try to play a little main games and all the rest of it. So I don't think it was main games. He might have had a little bit of a knock, but if Goodliffe's fit, he plays. He's an excellent player, and the same as Francis Combe. So we knew he would play, and we knew what would be up front and all the rest of it. So, he would have knew my team, I knew his. So the rest of it, what goes on the outside, is for everybody to see and listen to and all the rest of it, you know. So it wasn't a problem.
Between their equaliser and our winner, was that as stonewall a penalty as you're going to say?
Oh, definitely. I've just had a word with a ref who's not a bad lad. He's probably It was a penalty. There's no doubt about it was a penalty. So you can't say it wasn't. If it was 1-1, I'd probably been a bit more angry about it. But at the same time, I thought the ref's all right. He tries and he's okay. Yes, it was a penalty. Like you say, you remind us of a few chances we've had, and we've had a few good chances, but it would have been a penalty and Bobby would have scored it. So, lucky enough, a couple of minutes later, we've got the winner.
In your managerial career, have you ever celebrated a goal you scored by running onto the pitch and goading the opposition fans?
Did that what I done? We didn't, did I?
Their bench.
Did I? Ah, well, it's passionate and all that, you know. And when we scored, I ran on the pitch and I jumped on arms. I think at the end of the day, we both want the same things and all that. And scoring a goal, you're good. People, you got to. In football, what you got to do, you got to give it and take it. Simple as that. And that's what we do. We give it and take it all the time. And we work all week. Hamzy there, just he works on set players and corners and drives it into the players all week. I'm the same with players, you work on things. So when you do score a goal, you jump up in the air and all that. I didn't say any good and I didn't say anything. I think it's all Kears and Sutton supporters are very passionate. The last time we probably played against each other were in a conference. So it's all good stuff and, you know, we'll be prepared. You know, I just didn't think we played very well today. I thought we could have done better, to be honest.
It was our biggest crowd of the season today, biggest crowd for a number of years down here. How much did that motivate the players?
Massively. I said to players beforehand, if you don't want to, I still think we've got a lot more to come from our lads, and I did have that idea. And if you don't want to play in these games, and that's what I took a job for a couple of years ago when I left Walton Hersham. I had a few offers, as you get, and I wanted to come to Kingston, and anyone near me a better offer, because I knew that if we had a half a chance to turn the club around, me and Hamzy said from day one, and Martin Taylor, and said what a great job to get right, what a great job to get right. And even after the first four games when I was getting sick, I got the backing of the board, as you know. And even then you think, what a great job to get right, because it is that special place, the Kingstonian, and you do it to get there. Like a day you do it, we had a couple of last season all that United against Korea and does, but you're in the job to get deals like today, and I didn't think there was any nerves at all whatsoever. I don't think more up for or less up for it. Yes, it's something against Kingstonian, but I was quite relaxed with the whole thing. But it's great to see people come back in the club, and that's what we want to try to do and try to achieve. And you know, if we can win games when there's a big crowd, yeah, we've got half a chance. And I thought it was an exciting finish, so hopefully that might get one or two people more through the door. Next season we're playing the champions. Got two massive games before then, but if the next home game's against the champions, hopefully we'll get a few as well, you know.
Well, there is a scenario this week that could see us go a point clear from Dartford if we beat them next week, if we win our two games in between.
Oh, you're a very positive person, Simon, you know, like all that, but we'll not. There you go, we'll have a go, unless it's mathematically possible. We'll keep on digging in there. Dartford will win the championship. Hopefully, I want to finish second. The reason I want to finish second is we'll have two games at home if we can. But at the same time, you know, we've got a really tough trip at Bognor. We've got another trip at Walton Abbey. Then, you know, we've got the champions next week. But yeah, whatever happens, we'll keep on battling to the end. But you know, I'm not realistic and all that. You know, I don't look at the table that much, to tell you the truth. And that's not me playing mind games. That's the honest truth. I just know that we're second. If we keep winning games, we'll be second. And I think Sutton will be 4 points behind us now. So we've got a little bit of cushion, but we've got to keep winning our games. Thank you.